You're asking about increasing japa, the number of rounds you chant every day, chanting more and trying to improve the quality, and combining that with Giriraj Parikrama. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Parikrama, I mean, basically it says, when it talks about japa, it says you shouldn't walk. Huh. Like, you should sit in one, should sit on asan in front of Tulsi or Thakurji or next to Guru or next to a samadhi. Walking is very distracting. Much mental distraction, big shape it's called. You have to look out for the monkeys, look out for the dogs, look out for the cars, look out for the bicycles, look out for the rocks, look out for the holes, look out for the splinters, you know, thorns make stick your foot. Yeah, half your mind is paying attention to your feet, that your feet don't get cut, or you don't trip over a curve when you go up and down here and there. So the mind is already divided. And yoga means yoga chitta virodha. Yoga means to fix the mind in one place. Yoga means to fix the mind in one place. But if you're walking, your mind is on your feet, your mind is in your eyes. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, when he would chant, to avoid distraction of the senses, he would chant in a soundproof room, so he couldn't hear anything. And then he said, if you become distracted by the eyes, then you should put a cloth over your eyes, black cloth over your eyes. So by that idea or instruction, we can understand that japa should be done in a very absorbed, we shouldn't see anything or hear anything or smell anything, we should hear the holy name, but not monkeys and birds and car horns and people and loudspeakers and music. These are all distractions. You read about the biographies of the great devotees, Sanatan Goswami, Rupa, other devotees, many of them would chant in a cave, gufa, under the ground. So Giriraj Parikrama is a type of seva called padasevanam. But in terms of navavidya bhakti, the most important services are shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering. Archanam, padasevanam, archanam, and other services are not so important. The main service, the most important praying-giving service, is chanting the holy name, Nam Sankirtan, which implies total absorption, hearing and chanting and absorbing the mind and heart in Krishna, Radha Krishna's Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela. So people, they walk around Govardhan and they chant japa to try to do two things at once. I'm walking and I'm chanting. And many sadhus, they walk twice a day, Govardhan Parikrama, and they chant 1 lakh or 2 lakhs a day by walking. So they may learn the art of absorbing themselves and meditating on leelas as they go around. But there aren't that many specific instructions or teachings about many Madhurya or Gopi Krishna leelas in Govardhan Parikrama. And Radhakund, it's all 6 hours continuous leelas in the various kunjas around Radhakund and Shyamakund. And Varsana, Nandagram, Vrindavan, so many leelas going on and detailed description there. But if you're to walk around Govardhan Hill and chant japa and try to think of leelas, you can think, all right, Kusum Sarovara, Krishna meets Dhanishta and Tulsi Mandri, and he's with Subala Madamangal, and Tulsi brings some champak flowers from Radharani's ears, and then Krishna finds out the meeting place, and then he walks along. As far as Nitya Leela, daily Leelas, there's some brief mention, but we don't know where it's. No one knows where it is. But Raghunath Das Goswami mentions in Stavavali, sometimes he uses the word Giri Kandara. Giri means Giriraj. Kandara means caves. In the caves, Radha and Krishna sometimes, in the rainy season, they go in the caves of Govardhan. Or in the cold season, they go in the caves of Govardhan. It's very warm in the cold season. In the rainy season, of course, the cave is dry. It's like a house inside the Giriraj. But where that is, no one knows. And the details of that Leela, they're not told. He just mentioned one line, glorifying Govardhan Hill. Oh, you provide so many nice caves for Radha and Krishna's Rahasya, Madhurya Vilas, intimate conjugal pastimes. And then there's Dangati, where they have so crowded there, and there's a temple of Dan Bihari right at the top there. That's where the actual Leela took place, but it's all buses and cars going over there, and there's a big Govardhan Shila down the steps there. That's Dangati. That's where the text pastime went on, which is written about so nicely by Rupa Goswami and Don Kaili Komodi, or Sri Raghunath Das Goswami's Don Kaili Chintamani. Two beautiful books are like plays about Radha and Krishna's humorous and hilarious taxing pastime. Then after that, there's not much. The whole rest of Govardhan Parikrama, there's not much Radha Krishna Leelas. Out way beyond Punchari, and after Govindakund, way out in Chandra Sarovara, that's way beyond Giriraj Parikrama Marg, there's a site of the Ras Leela in the springtime. Vasant Ras is there, and in that place. So you can't say that Govardhan is an udipan for meditating on Radha Krishna Leela while you're doing Parikrama. You just chant japa and meditate whatever Leelas you can hold in your mind. And of course, it's a form of seva to go around Giriraj. It's Parikrama of Krishna. It's like Mandir Parikrama. When you go around the Mandir, you're doing Parikrama of Radha Krishna deities that are inside the Mandir. There's very few temples at Radhakund where you can do Parikrama. Actually, the only temple in Radhakund, well, there's a few temples. I think the Radhadamodar, the new Radhadamodar temple, which is by Lalitakund, you can do Parikrama of that temple and the deities. And the old Radhadamodar temple, the original one, which is near the Radhasham Sundar temple. Both of those temples you can do Parikrama of the deities. But Radha Gopinath you can't do. Radha Govindaji you can't do. Radha Madan Mohan you can't do. There's no way to go around. Then the oldest temple in Radhakund, the Purani Radha Krishna Mandir, which is run by some Goswami families from Radhakund, they say those deities were discovered when they excavated Radhakund, Raghunath Das and Jiva. So they found these deities of Radha and Krishna. The story is told like that. And some rich man made a temple there. It's a very old temple, 300-400 years old. It's up the hill from the Sabji Market, near the Sabji Market. It's a Radha Krishna temple. There's a Parikrama Marg. You can go around the temple. There's little houses around the back, and little narrow sidewalk. Proper Parikrama Marg of the whole temple. And plus, people live around there. Little Chota Gully. Oh, Giriraj Prakma is nice to go. Remember Krishna's leelas of saving the Brijvasis from the wrath of Indra and the hailstones, and 7 days all the Brijvasis were together with Krishna. But better japa is, since you're walking, you want to do that to walk, so then we chant japa and try to get double benefit of padasevanam and chanting. And but it's hard to remember and to be deeply contemplative or meditative when you're walking and chanting. I say you can't, the mind can't do two things at once. You can't read a book and look at a movie, watch a movie at the same time. You go to the movie theater, you're in front of the television, and you're reading a book, you know, about one subject, and then looking at a TV, and you won't be concentrated. You won't realize so much what's going on with the movie, and you won't know what's going on with the book. So, one thing at one time. Of course, everybody, all devotees, when they do Govardhan Parikrama, they take their mala. Some people may take shlokas and they walk around and chant shlokas. Some people may chant mantras in their mind. You see so many other than Gaudiya Vaishnavas, most people don't have any beads, they're just walking. All the pious, religious Hindus, but usually the sadhus and the embarkees and Vallabhacharya followers and Gaudiyas, they're usually chanting some mala. On some mala as they walk. So they pass their time absorbed in hearing and chanting Krishna's name and seeing the beautiful form of Giriraj and offering that service for his pleasure. It says that Giriraj is most pleased by one who does prikama, more so than worshipping him. And the best, they say the best, I don't know, I can't say where I saw it, but I've heard or read somewhere that the best way to worship Giriraj is to do prikama of Giriraj. Of course, if you have a Govardhan Shila, obviously every day you'll follow Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya, when he gave his personal Shila to Raghunath Das, then he told him to worship him. Every day bathe him and every day offer him chandan and tulsi manjaris and some sweet. So any devotee who has a Govardhan Shila will worship every day. Although you may only go prikama once a month or once every 6 months or once a week. But the Govardhan Shila, if you have the fortune to have a Govardhan Shila in your possession, then you'll worship every day like a regular deity of Krishna, because he's Sakshat Krishna, Sakshat Hari. Doesn't require installation. What else? More questions?